debating whether to give shir on Rav Metzia or in Yanei Diyoma, but the Gemara in Daf Yudam Adays, the bottom Tosus, discusses a yisod that's very, very relevant to Dinei Pesach, to this Bal Yiron, Bal Yimatzeh. In the Sugya of Shlichus Ledvar Aveira, there the Gemara discusses the case of Machlokas Ravina Rav Sama, that a person tells a woman to go in to perform Hakafa to a katan. That's an example where the woman is not considered to be a bar chiyuva, and according to Ravina, that yes, we would assume yeshliach the dvar avera, but not according to Rav Sama. And Tosfos writes, even though the case is a case of a katan, it did not necessarily have to be a katan. Even if the case was performing hakafa to a gadol, that also would be the instance, but the gadol would not cooperate. Why would the gadol participate? Because after all, that would be an issa d'arais of nika for the gadol. And even though the Gemara writes in Makos Navchof Medbeis that no amravashi b'misayaya, it's only considered to be usser if indeed the nika participates. No, that is only as far as Malkus is concerned. The nikaf is only loke if he's misayaya, but there clearly is an issa d'arisa without any siyua at all. And that is why Tosu says the Gemara mentions the case of Akfili Katan. When you look at that Gemara in Makos and Achaf Mabez, we discussed in earlier Shir Kloli, a very fundamental Machlokas Rishonim. Today is in Ritva, Machlokas Rambam in Raivid, a Machlokas the Taz Meshach in Yeredea Kup Tzariches, how simply to understand the Shak Levitari of the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that tells us that Echad Hamakif Vechad Hanikaf Loke. And the Gemara is troubled. It's obvious that the Makif will get Malkus. But how in the world is it possible for the Nikaf to do so? The Gemara's Mashal is Mandachal Tarme Ba'arbila. If a person eats tamarim, dates out of a sieve, of a sifter, he's going to be Chayiv Malkus? Obviously not. That Mashal of the Gemara is very critical because eating dates is Heter Gomor. Heter Gomor. If I were to ask you, why is it that you're not loke for dates? The answer is not because it's a lav shein b'mais, it's because it is mutter. It is mutter. So how is it possible for the nikav to get malchus? The Gemara has three answers. The first answer is we follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that lav shein b'mais loken lav. That seemingly was an absolute switch, a reversal. When the Gemara suggested that what exactly is the fault of the nikav, the mashal of the Gemara seemed to be simply that there is no iser. If one takes that mashal very literally, the answer of the Gemara is no, absolutely not. There obviously is an iser. It's just a question whether there's malchus or whether there isn't. And if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, that alav sheyesh b'mais lokanav, so therefore the mikaf will get malchus as well. The Gemara continues, the chiddush of Rava, seemingly the same trend, and that is that makif la'atzmo. If a person, not so unusual, performs the act of hakafa himself, he's violating two isurim, and therefore he will get two separate malchus, one for makiv, one for nikav. And the question of ein b'mais is not really relevant because here he did the act of hakafa. Seemingly it's following exactly the first teretz that the problem was one of yesh b'mais, ein b'mais. So in such an instance, the girl answer either Rabbi Yehuda or Nukimta of makif latzmo that indeed there was a maisa. And when you get to the third teretz of the Gemara, that Rav Ashi says, b'misayeya v'divrei akol, seemingly nothing revolutionary at all, but another ukimta. We're not talking about a case where the nikaf sat back passively, but rather he participated, and therefore we understand why the nikaf could indeed get malkos. When you finish that sugya poshup shot, one would argue that there doesn't seem to be any machlokas between these three deos. First possibility of Rabbi Yehuda, and the second of Rava, the third of Rav Ashi. Very simply, they all agree there's Nisr Makif, they all agree there's Nisr of Nikaf, they all agree the problem is Ein B'maisa, and you can solve that problem in one of three ways. Either to argue the prices like Rabbi Yehuda, or Makif Latzmo, or a case of Misayeya. They're simply different Ukimtas. If I was quoting this Lahalacha, so in such a case, I would quote all those possibilities. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, okay, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but I would assume la halacha that look, if a person is makif latzmo, he gets two sets of malchus. If a person indeed is misayeya, he gets two sets of malchus. If that's true and important ha'ara, when you look in the Rambam, Perek Yedbeis, the Hilchos of Arazara, the Ram does not cite Rav at all. When you look in Mechaber, Kuf Pe'alef, Inaradeya, the Mechaber does not cite the Chiddush of Rava at all. That's a Tzarechiyun of the Gilyon Marsha. Why isn't this quoted Lahalacha? We have a Machlokis in the Gemara whether this is the case of the Braisa. But is there any Machlokis Lahalacha? Lahalacha, everyone would agree that Makif Latzma should be Lokesh Daim. So why is that omitted? Why is that referenced in the Rambam? Why is that the Mechaber does not mention this at all? So maybe there's a different way of understanding the Gemara entirely. And that is the Chiddush that we discussed at length a few weeks ago. When you look in the Rambam Perek Yibbeis, Halach Aleph, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you have to pay great attention to what the Rambam says and what is missing, what is omitted in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, a makif is loke. The Rambam writes, a nikaf ha-misayeya is loke. And that's it. That's Halach Aleph. Makif and nikaf ha-misayeya. The Ravid writes, there's something glaring here that's missing. What about a nikaf that is not misayeya? I would have formed the halach in the following way, that the makif is loke. A nikaf who sits back and does nothing, it's an issa d'araisa, but it's a lav she'en b'maisa. And if the nikaf is misayeya in such a case, now the nikaf is loke. The Rambam leaves out step two. Why does the Rambam leave out step two? And I would argue, in the kasha of Gilyon HaMarsha, that why does the Rambam leave out Step four, that if it's a case of makif latzmo, that loke eshtayim. The Ram just mentions two out of the four. A makif is loke, and a nikaf hamisayeh is loke. The Ram does not mention the case of a nikaf who is eno misayeh, and the Ram does not mention a case of makif latzmo. Why exactly is that true? So what we suggested was the following, that when you look in the Rambam, meminin ha-mitzvos, mem gimel, mem dalet, a stunning ha'ara, the Ram does not have an Isser of Nikah. The Ram does not have an Isser Nikah. The Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos writes that there are only two Isserim. There aren't four Isserim. There's a single Isser of Makiv, and there's an Isser of Mashchis, Peyas Arosh, Peyas Azalkan, and that's it. And the Ravid is Masih. The Ravid writes, what happened to the Isser of Nikah? What happened to the Isser of Nishchas? There should be four Isurim. There shouldn't be two Isurim. When it comes to the sugi of Makif and Nikaf, why does the Rambam only write one? The Ravid says there should be two separate Isurim. That's exactly the Shitasi. The Kasha of the Ravid, why didn't the Rambam mention Isurav Nikaf? The answer is the Ram did not have an Isurav Nikaf. The Ram didn't have an Isurav Nikaf. What do you mean? Ravashi says, Mesayeya, Bedivri Akol. You know what the answer is? That sometimes, not always, but sometimes, that's what the Ritva writes, it has to be a Siyua Gadol, a Siyua Gadol. But sometimes, if you have a Siyua Gadol, guess what? You're Chayiv B'toras Makiv. Not a Nikaf HaMesayeya B'toras Nikaf, but sometimes you cross the line and you become the Makiv. If it's a siwa katan, beitzach habeiz, misayeya, ein bomamish. If it's a siwa gadol, misayeyesh bomamish means that you're the player. You indeed are the makif. And that's the first teretz of Ritva, the sugyan makos, and up, chafam habeiz. So that's a stunning ha'ar in the Rambam Shita. The Ram does not have an isserav nikaf. The Ram only has an isserav makif. And the fact that a nikaf can get malchus, it means that his contribution was so significant that is a siwa gadol and he's chayiv b'toras makiv. That's a fundamental machlokes. And the second teretz, the Ritva writes, absolutely not. There is an isser of nikaf. And the question is a very technical one. Is that isser yesh b'maisa? Or is that isser ein b'maisa? The answer is, well, if you're passive ein b'maisa, active yesh b'maisa, misayeya means that you were active, and therefore it takes a lav and generates a chiv malchus, because now it's called a lav she yesh b'maisa. But that's a very fundamental way of reading the Gemara. See, according to the Rambam, the Shak of the Tari, the Gemara must have been very, very different. When the Gemara suggests, how is it possible for nikaf to get malchus? That's like eating dates. According to the Rambam, that's very good. It's like eating dates. There's no isser. There's no isser whatsoever. All of a sudden, Ravida says, no, lav she yesh b'maisa lokin alav. That was an absolute reversal. There is an Isser. The question is just simply, Yesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. When Rava says, Makif atzmos, lokesh taim, Rava also maintains that that's true. There are two Isseri, Makif Nikaf. The question is, Yesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa? Lokesh taim means there are two separate Isserim. All of a sudden, Ravashi says, no, Misayeya, what exactly does that mean? Not a separate Ukimta, but back to the Mashal of the Gemara. And that is, there is only an Isser of Makif, there is no Isser of Nikaf, so how does the apostle get Malkos? The answer is that Misayeya, with such a Siyua Gadol, is considered to be an act of Hakafa. And therefore, there's Malkos. And therefore, you understand the Rambam Shita very well. When you finish the Sugya, there are only two dinim, that a Makif is Lokeh, and a Nikaf HaMisayeya is Lokeh. What about a Nikaf Shinu Misayeya? No, there's no Isra of Nikaf Shinu Misayeya, according to the Rambam Shita. And what about Rava? That Makif Latzo is Lokeh Shtayim? That's not true. Not only is not Pshat and Braisa, it's not true. Makif Latzmo is Makif Makif. So therefore, there will only be one set of Malkus, according to the Rambam Shita. And that's why the Ram does not cite an Isra of Nikaf, and the Ram does not quote the Chiddush of Rav at all. And that's the basis of the Tudeis and Shach, and the Machlokis, the Taz and the Shach, and Tudeis and the Ritva, that all of that, whether indeed there is such an Issa. Reading the Gemara Kapshuta, of course there is an Issa. Of course there's an Issa of Nikaf. The question is whether it's Yesh B'maisa, or whether it's Ein B'maisa. And there are various possibilities, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Ravashi, but they're all focused on the same point. Is this Yesh B'maisa, or is this considered to be Ein B'maisa? Is there any chiddush in reading the Gemara in that particular way? You know, the Rambam sounds revolutionary. Ooh, and Ravashi says, Misayeya, he's denying an Isser of Nikaf, this becomes an Isser of Makif, because a Siyua Gadol is called an act of Hakafa. Is there any chiddush just reading the Gemara Kapshuta? So maybe the answer is absolutely yes in the following sense. We have an Isser, and Isser is Nikaf. And I want to determine whether indeed that Isser is Alav Sheyesh B'maisa, whether it's Alav Shein B'maisa, because Malkus requires Alav Sheyesh B'maisa. So what exactly then is the answer of the Gemara? So apparently it's a Gemara Mufureshes then, that it depends. The same Isser of Nikaf, can sometimes be Alav Sheyesh B'maisa, and sometimes be Alav Shein B'maisa. The answer is, it just simply depends on the Averas HaGavra. How did you violate the Avera? If you did so actively, we're going to call that Alav Sheyesh B'maisa. And if you did so passively, we're going to call that Alav Shein B'maisa. But the same Isser Daraisa, it doesn't trouble me that sometimes yes, sometimes no. As opposed to arguing that no. When you consider whether a lav is dumi de chasima, and whether it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, whether it's a lav she'en b'maisa, I am not so interested in the way that you vide the particular lav, but lumdus. Now I'm going to assess the essence, the nature of that lav. And looking and assessing, analyzing that lav will either be called a lav sheyesh b'maisa, or that lav will be called a lav she'en. Ein b'maisa, not that sometimes yes, sometimes no. And maybe in all cases yes, or in all cases no. But maybe yesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa is a way to go in to assess the nature of. I'll give you another example. Maybe a parallel, maybe not. Maybe not a parallel at all. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Eidos, a Rosh's Posel Eidos. What exactly is the definition of Rasha? Okay, sometimes you have a Rasha de Chamas. Okay. But what about Stam Rasha? Stam Rasha. So the Rambam writes, well, look in the Chumash. Who is a Rasha? The Rambam quotes the Psukim. Rasha means it has to be that which has a Chiyuv of Misa or a Chiyuv of Malkus. V'hoye im bin hakosa Rasha, asher hu Rasha lamus. So therefore, Stam Rasha is Malkus or Misa. Malkus or Misa. So you violate. Right, that which has a chiyuv misa, your pasul eidus. That which is the chiyuv malkus, your pasul eidus. It's true when it comes to pasul eidus as well, that misa malkus is something that is absolutely, absolutely critical. You look in Nimuki Yosef, Sanherin, Dafema Beis, and Daf Yariv. Nimuki Yosef writes that pasul eidus depends simply, is there a chiyuv malkus? No chiyuv malkus. So the Beis Yosef writes in Simon Lamedalid, what exactly does that mean? So Beis Yosef gives you like a stunning example. You and I go ahead and make a shvuah. And guess what? Both of us, Rachmana Litzlan, now violate an Issa Daraisa. We breach our shvuah. Are you kashalaitis? Are you pasalaitis? Is shvuah alav sheyeshbo malkus? Or is shvuah shalav she ainbo malkus? What's the story? You know what the story is? Well, what was your shvuah? Your shvu was a shvu shvel ochal v'ochal. Your shvu is, I'm not going to eat, and all of a sudden you ate. And my shvu is opposite, a shvu shah ochal v'lo ochal. My shvu was, I'm going to eat, and I didn't eat. So we both violated this advice of a shvuas sheker lahava, but you violated by eating, and I violated by failing to eat. So you know, Beis Hillel Sefer writes in Siman Lamed Daled, guess what? If the shvu was shlo ochal v'ochal, you're posel eidus. You're posel eidus. Because it's not because deraisa, it's a lash yesh v'maisa. And I, the tzaddik, am kashel eidus. Because my shvu was shochal v'lo ochal. And in such a case, malchus, there's no malchus. There's hasra in that particular case, hasra safek. In that case, lash ein v'maisa, failure to eat. So Mamash Beis Yosef writes that. You can have the same love, the same Isser Shvua, and whether you're kosher, whether you're posel eidus, just simply, well, depends. Is there Malkus or is there no Malkus? So if it's Yesh B'maisa, meaning that V'ochal, you're posel eidus. And if Lo'ochal, then you're kosher eidus. You're kosher eidus. Wow. And the Raman Darki Moshe like screams, like, Hayitochen. We're both going to violate the same Avera, and you're Koshaledus, and I'm Koshaledus. There the Rama writes that, what do you mean? A Shvua is Allah Sheyesh B'maisa. And the fact that you rendered a Shvua in such a way that you violated the Shvua, B'Shev Al Taseh, that means that the Isser Shvua is Ein B'maisa. He says, I can't believe that should be true. Both of us, he writes, are posel-eidus. We violated the same love. And this Yeshua will be called Olav Sheh Yesh B'maisa, even if in a chetimtza that is not the case. Tosus even has the following ha'ara. The top Tosus and Shvua is Abdal Gamad Aleph. Tosus writes the following. Emek Yeshua She'ochal and Zarak Liam. Zarak Liam. Ooh. So Tosus says... Do you name in both directions? Amachlokas Tosus and Ramban in the opposite ways. Is that Alav Sheyesh B'maisa? And is that Hasra Safek or is that Hasra Vav? That's an interesting Kiddush, no? I made a Shvua, I am going to eat this loaf, and I'm about to take this loaf and throw it into the ocean. Is that called Alav Sheyesh B'maisa? Well, I, Zarek Liyam, yeah, but the Isser is not the Zrik Liyam. The Isser is the I-Achila, no? So is that called Yesho Maisa? Is that called Einba Maisa? You're going to give Hasra. Is that Hasra Safek or is that Hasra Vada? Now, when are you going to give the person Hasra? B'sha Zrika? If you're Zarek Liyam, you're going to violate your love. The Isser is Zrik Liyam. Maybe the Hasra has to be at the time that the Shvu is rendered, and that the Isser is violated. Not just simply that by Zrika Liyam, it's impossible to eat, and inevitably you're going to violate your Shvu. So to the Unim, when you do the Sugi Yeshua Maisa and Asra Safek, what would you call that? What would you call that particular case? Machlokas Tosus L'Ramban. But even Arkadei Kach to argue that that's called Alav She'ein Bo Maisa. Because, good, actively, but the Isser is not the Zrik Liyam, the Isser is the I'achil, and I'achila is Shevaltaseh. But that's a pretty fundamental machlokas, Mechaber and Ramah, that can the same Isser Shvur be Alav Sheyesh B'maisa, Alav She'ein B'maisa, and one guy will be Koshel Eidus, one person will indeed be Pasul Eidus. So at least when it comes to a Chiyuv of Malkus, oh, the way the Ravid reads the Gemara, the first teretz of Ritva. No. Isn't it Mefurish? Isn't it Mefurish in the Gemara? No? But what do you mean? You have an Isser Nikah, and the question is, do you get Malkus? Do you not get Malkus? And what's the answer? It depends. If you sit back and do nothing, you violated a law, but there's no Malkus. And if you're a Sayyaya, then indeed there is Malkus. Ooh, someone could raise the issue. Let's say according to the Ravid Shita. According to the Rambam, I'll tell you the following, that this Isser Nikah, there is an Isser Nikah. No, there's only Isser Makif. And Makif categorically, Makif by definition is always Yesh B'maisa. Where do you have a case of Makif which is Ein B'maisa? So the way the Rambam reads the Gemara, There's no raya whatsoever from the Gemara. The Gemara just tells us that there's Malkus, but the Malkus is only for Makif, and Makif in 10 out of 10 cases is Yesh B'maisa. Aye, Anikaf is Loke. Anikaf HaMaseh is Chai B'Toras Makif. And what if you disagree, like the Rai V'Shita? No? The Tudeis and the Ritva? Oh, so now, wait. Makif, of course, there's Malkus. When it comes to Anikaf, now it depends. Anikaf was not Maseh no Malkus. Anikaf Hazeh is indeed Loke. It all depends on. Oh, so ask you the following. That God, that Nikaf, Kashalaitis, Pasalaitis, no? So you'll tell me, ooh, Basi Yosef, Adarke Moshe, Simila Medalit, the very same Isser. Yeah, so the Nikaf She'enu Meseyeya is going to be Kashalaitis. And the Nikaf HaMeseyeya is Pasalaitis. Is Pasalaitis. Or do I argue, really? That should make the difference. Maybe in assessing whether or not it is Dumi Delav De Chasima, or whether it results in psiliate. Maybe that depends on the essence, the nature of the love, and not to distinguish whether Yesh B'maisa, Ein B'maisa. Maybe one could even distinguish between Malkus as opposed to psiliatus. Maybe one could argue when it comes to Malkus, maybe that depends on Asiya. Asiya. Maybe when it comes to psiliatus, maybe that depends on the Chomer HaAvera. Is this an Avera Chamur? Is this an Isra Chamur? Maybe one could even distinguish between those two Diyunim. Those two Diyunim. Because this is a pretty, pretty heavy issue. And now, you know, the famous Rambam. Now, Aleph Gimel. Enochos Chametza Matzah. What would you say about Bayram Bay Matzah? Malkus, no Malkus. So the Rambam is Mefurish, Chedushim on so many levels. The Rambam writes the following. It really depends. It really depends. Do you get Malkus for Bayram Bay Matzah? The Rambam writes, well, how did you finally get Bayram Matzah? So the Rambam is Mefurish and Aleph Gimel that, you know, if you sat back and did nothing, you failed to rid your house of Chametz, and all of a sudden now you violate Bayram Bay Matzah, you violate Bayram Bay Matzah. But the Rambam writes there's no Malkus, because it's Ein B'maisa. How did you violate Bayram Bay Matzah? By sitting back and doing absolutely nothing. The Rambam says, you're Kona Chametz of Pesach. You bake Chal on Pesach. In such a case, the Rambam writes, there's Malkus Daraisa for Bayram Bay Matzah. So Kona Chametz is a Lav Sheh Yesh B'maisa. And simply sitting back and failing to rid your house of Chametz is a Lav Sheh Ein B'maisa. The same Isurim of Bayram Bay Matzah can sometimes be one, sometimes the other. I'll tell the Rambam, I have a great raya for you. The Gemara Malkus Daf Kaf. You know what the Rambam's going to say? That's no raya whatsoever. No, because it has nothing to do with this deen. Because the Nikaf HaMaseh is Malkus B'Toras Makif, and therefore there's no raya from the Gemara at all that the same Isur Nikaf can sometimes be Yesh B'maisa and sometimes be Ein B'maisa. Oh, but the Rambam raya Chiddush. So, Kona Chametz HaPesach. Machmitz, loke. Sit back to nothing. No Malkus Darai. Oh, there is Malkus Darabanan. The Rambam writes Malkus Mardus. That's also a very important Chiddush. Not for today's shir, but the Prima Gadim Psicha Koleles. Right, a series of Sveikos. There's so many Klolim to Malkus Daraisa. What are and are there Klolim to Malkus Darabanan? It's unbelievable, no? Are there klolim to Malkus Drabanan? Or is Malkus Drabanan, just like what the Rambam writes in Perach of Dal of Hilchas Sanhedrin, like Mak and Vonsh and Shlomo and Adin, that the Chachamim can determine in this Isser Drabanan, yes, in this Isser Drabanan, no, or in this Isser Daraisa, yes, in this Isser Daraisa, no, or do there have to be klolim? There have to be klolim. Is there a klal in an Isser Drabanan, which is Ein B'maisa, Ein Lokin Alav, or there's no such klal? And it didn't arise, yes, but not when it comes to Malkus Drabanan. So this is an important Maramakom, where the Rambam writes that even in cases of Midaraisa, it's a Lav She'ein B'maisa, but the Chachamim aren't going to let you get off scot-free. The Chachamim are going to give you Malkus Drabanan. In other words, the Malkus Drabanan is Lav Davka Ke'ein Ke'ein Daraisa. And it doesn't all have the same klalim necessarily at all. But Megunim has a series of one suffix after another. All the prote hadin of Malkus Daraisa, which ones will apply when it comes to Malkus and level of Drabon. Oh, but that's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. The same Yisurim of Bal Rambai Matzei. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And now to couple this with the Mechaber and the Ramah. So a person violates Bal Rambai Matzei. Is he kosher? Is he posel eidus? No? So am I going to argue the Ramah? Of course you're posel eidus. Because Bal Rambai Matzei is a lav she yesh b'maisa. V'harai, if you're konacham as a Pesach or you cause chimutz, you get malchus. That's called a lav she yesh b'maisa. It's an avera chamura. Or am I going to argue like, oh, the Beis Yosef, that no, it depends. So if you violate a Bar Rambai Matzei, by simply failing to read your house of chametz, you'll be kosher leidus. You'll be kosher leidus. Even though you violated to Isur Daraisa. If you're kona chametz HaPesach, then you're posel leidus because, oh no, vayim bin akos harasha. Does that really mean that the asi is necessary? Or no, you look at the nature of the insert, in principle, but not necessarily in practice. There is a ktsos in Simin Nun Beis that raises the following issue. Let's assume, for example, there's a halva sheyesh bo ribis. So who violates these yisurim? Who violates these yisurim of halva sheyesh bo ribis? The malve, the love, that's true. The malve, the love. The malve and love, kasheledus. So also pasaledus. Is that so obvious? Is there clear malchus in the case of the malve? Is there clear malchus in the case of the love? After all, let's assume ribis tzutza daraisa is nitan yishavon. So maybe there is no malchus. No. But a gazlan's pasaledus, because that's the arasha de chamas. Arasha de chamas. Why is the malve lending money ribis? Ooh, for monetary gain? Why is the lova willing to pay ribis for monetary gain? That's a rasha de chamas. So good, the malve is postulated, the lova is postulated. Well, tell us, what about the eidah? What about the eidah? Because when you have a halva sheish bo ribis, you know, the isser is not only on the malve of the lova, but even the eidah are players. The eidah, the simas ribis, setting up the transaction of the Edom also. Oh, so the Tos raises the following issue. So, lo so simon, I understand. But you're an aid. Does that make you posledus? Would you say that aid, is that alav sheyesh b'maisa? Alav she'en b'maisa? What exactly did I do? Right, I sat back and witnessed. Would you call that alav sheyesh b'maisa? Alav she'en b'maisa? What would happen if this was a milva vishtar? Not a milva okay. A milva vishtar. So guess what? So the aid now is going to sign. So would I really argue that that's true? An aid in a halva sheyesh bo ribis. So if it's a milva vishtar, you're posaledus, and it's milva pay, you're kosheledus. Or do I argue, no, that this is called, right, lo sosim avnesha chalav sheyesh bo maisa. And therefore, maybe categorically, one indeed is possible. That's the deal in the Ktsos, in Simen Nun Beis. There the Ktsos quotes a Magid Mishnah, Perek Yud Gimel of Chaschiris, where the Magid Mishnah is bothered by the following. The Rambam there discusses the Isser of Los Sachsam Shobadisha. Nosachsam Shor Bedisha, whoa. That's the source of Malkus, no? The Smichus of Nosachsam Shor Bedisha and Arbaim Yakena. Arbaim Yakena. So, the Magid Mishnah, based on the Rambam, is bothered by the following. How is it that Chasima is done? Well, you go ahead and you muzzle the animal actively. That's mamash, alav sheyesh b'maisa. That's alav sheyesh b'maisa. But what about the following? Now the sugya, but Metzia Datsari, Chasma Bakov, Vahiga Bakov, Yochanan. My animal is so well trained that I say no, that's it. The animal's not going to graze. I say yes, the animal will graze. I'm chosin piyapara al yedei dibu. I'm chosin piyapara al yedei dibu. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Yeloke, Yeloke, chasm v'kol is loke. Chasm v'kol is loke. So, why exactly is that? Why is it that if I'm chosin piyapara through dibur, why indeed is there malchus? Why is there malchus? So maybe one possibility is to argue that Rabbi Yochanan maintains that that's called a maisa. Akimas piv havi maisa. Akimas piv havi maisa. Maybe I'll argue, you sit back and do nothing. Here, you instruct. Instruction is considered to be an act. You know what the difficulty is? That Rabbi Yochanan, in that very Sugin Shuas, the Rambam quotes this in Perkei Gimel Chaskiros. The Rambam writes the following, that, you know what? Dibur is a love she'in b'maisa. Dibur is a love she'in b'maisa. And Rabbi Yochanan tells us the following Chiddush, that typically there is never Malkus for Dibur, because Dibur is a love she'in b'maisa. And based on Psukim, there are only three exceptions. Nishpa, Meimar, Mekalas, Chaviro B'Shem. There are three exceptions to that, based on Psukim. That despite the fact that something is Dibur, there's Malkus Daraisa. But you need Psukim for that. You need Psukim for that. So a person makes a Shua Sheker L'Sha'ava. A person says that yesterday, Achalti. And that's not true. That was a lie. So the starting point is that's Ein Bo Maisa. But you know what? There's a Xeris HaKosov that you get Malkus on a Shua Sheker L'Sha'ava. Nishva Meimar Mekalis Chaveru B'Shem. Nishba, Meim, Makalas, Chavreo, B'Shem. Those three exceptions. But Dibur is not considered to be a Maisa. So Tosus is already Babel. No, and that's again Shulis. Tosus is Babel. Oh. Rabbi Yochanan says that Dibur is not a Maisa. And if you're going to get Malkus, there must be some Zeres HaKosu. But yet Rabbi Yochanan says, Tometzid Avtzadi, that Chasum Bakol, is loke. Asma calls loke. But there's some xeris akasu. Because akimas peh havi maisa. Ma'astira gluin, Rabbi Yochanan. Is dibur a maisa? Is dibur not a maisa? That's Tosus's kasha. So you know what Tosus answers? It depends. It depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you have something which is an isser dibur. An isser dibur. Dibur. Nishva. Shvu is an isser dibur. A shvu shek of the shavu. That's dibur. That's Ein Bo Maisa. Is that really true when it comes to Chasima? Chasima? It's an Isser Dibur. Muzzling an animal is an Isser Dibur. You know, you're very talented, and you can train your animal to refrain from eating by instruction. Yeah, the Dibur is a tool. But that's called a Dibur de Kavod Maisa. A Dibur de Kavod Maisa. As a result of the Dibur, there is an impact. An impact. Habehemina Sennachal Tosus writes. That Dibur controls whether the animal does or doesn't. That's called Dibur de Kavod Maisa. And the Chiddush of Tosus Hashita, Stam Dibur is Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. But Dibur de Kavod Maisa, then you're loke. Oh, and that's the resolution to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Okay? The Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Sefiros points out the Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam does not buy into this lamdus that Dibur de Kavod Maisa is called a Maisa. Because can't you also say Tumura is Dibur de Kavod Maisa? Because Tumura is not just an Isser Dibur. By saying that this should be Kodesh instead of this, whoa! Isn't that the Kavod Maisa? Who's Smrasi Yekodesh? That's like Mekalel, that's like Shvua. Dibur. They're also the Dibur is a tool, the Dibur is a vehicle. So, doesn't the Gemara say that Rabbi Yochanan says You never get malchus and ain't b'mais with the person of nishba meimar makala. Meimar, meimar, that's exception too. Isn't that dibur? So you know what Tosa says? Al tisne meimar. Tosa says, enochinami. Tosa says, sugyan tmura. No, meimar really is not such an exception, because that's a dibur da kavod maisa. But you know what the difficulty is? The Rambam writes there are three exceptions to lav shina maisa. Nolkanov, nishba, meimar, tmura, mekalas chavir b'shem. That's the Rav Magid Mishnah. In other words, Rambam disagrees with Tosas. In which case, now you have Tosas' discussion. Is dibur a maisa? Or is dibur not a maisa? So how in the world can Rav Yochanan maintain that dibur is not a maisa, v'chasa b'kol is loka daraisa? So Magid Mishnah writes something like, whoa. Writes the following. How do you define a lav sheyesh ha-maisa, a lav shein ba-maisa? What happens if you have an issa where sometimes yes, sometimes no? Oh, so that's the chiddush that Magid Mishnah writes. Mikala. Mikala zein ba-maisa. Mikala zein ba-maisa. A shvul is sha'avar zein ba-maisa. Chasima. That's Efshir al Yidei Maisa. And you know what the Magid Mishnah writes? If it's Efshir al Yidei Maisa, it is always called the Lavsha Yeshva Maisa. If it's Efshir al Yidei Maisa, it's always called the Lavsha Yeshva Maisa. That's the Shita of the Rambam. That's what the Magid Mishnah claims. If you want to know whether something is a lav sheyesh ha-maisa, something ain't b'maisa, don't look at what the person did. That doesn't bother me. But look at the nature of the lav. If you can violate the lav al yedei maisa, then it's called a lav sheyesh ha-maisa. Even if you didn't do so al yedei maisa. And that is the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That the reason that chasa b'kol is loked daraisa is not because the dibur is a maisa, because this er chasima is efshir al yedei maisa. Wow. So therefore, when I ask you the question, is chasima yesha maisa, in la maisa, the answer isn't, let's wait and see how the guy decides to be chosin piyapara. The answer is, it's lav sheyesh b'maisa. Why? Because it's efshir al yedei maisa. And you know who seemingly says something similar to the Magid Mishnah, but the exact opposite? The Sefer Achinuch. And the Sefer Achinuch writes, I'm telling you a klal gadol. And the Sefer Achinuch warns you, I'm not going to repeat this, so get it right. No? That's what the Sefer Achinuch writes in the Reish Mem Aleph. No? I'm not going to repeat this in every single mitzvah, but I'm telling you this klal. And that is the following. When it comes to Yesha Maisa and Ein Ba Maisa, you don't just sit there and wait and look at the person, staring at him, did he not? But you assess the nature of the love. And if it's Efshar B'li Maisa, it is always called the love She'ein Ba Maisa. The love doesn't require Asiyah. You happen to violate it actively, you happen to. But that doesn't change the nature of the love. I made a shvusha ochal and zarek liyam. Good, you were zarek liyam. It doesn't change the nature of. So the chinuch goes a step further and writes that this is always true when it comes to assessing yesh b'maisa and ein b'maisa. And that is that if a lav is not necessary, if a maisa is not required, it is always considered to be a lav she ein b'maisa, ein b'maisa. And the Sefer Achinuch does repeat this, right? A little bit later in Shin Mem Dalet, the Sefer Achinuch writes, I guess, worthy of repetition sometimes. No, the Magid Yashir have license to repeat themselves. No, the Sefer Achinuch writes, I'm not going to repeat myself, right? And Shin Mem Dalet, he writes the same chiddush. Okay. Reish Mem Aleph is Nakama. Isn't there an Isser? Losikam losita. How do you define Nakama? So you know what the Sefer Achinuch, that's called a lav she'ein b'maisa. Because nekama does not require an act. And even if your manifestation of nekama is to smash the guy, that's called alav she'ein b'maisa. Alav she'ein b'maisa. And you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Shin Mem Daled, you're not allowed to abuse an Eved Ivri. You can't treat an Eved Ivri like an Eved Kanani. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, there are different types of abuse. Abuse does not simply mean that smashing the person. You can be abusive in your directive. You can be abusive in your body language. So you know what? It's a lav she'ein b'maisa to mistreat. Because a maisa is not necessary. It's an example of abuse. But it's not necessary. And therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, this is always called the lav she'ein b'maisa. So it's pretty incredible then. It sounds like almost like the three possibilities. Maybe the simple pshat is that, you know what, let's take a step back and wait and see what the person did. Yesha maisa ein ba maisa. Or let's argue that no, immediately you have to assess. And you can assess in two opposite directions. Either if it's efshar al yidei maisa, it's called lav sheyesha maisa. Or if it's efshar b'li maisa, it's called lav she ein ba maisa. Sounds like the chinuch and the Magid Mishnah are similar on a certain level, but they run in opposite directions in terms of the Hagdara. They're similar in the sense that we don't have to wait and see. We have to assess. We're going to make our chart. These Yisurim are Yeshua Maisa. These Yisurim are Eimba Maisa. But how you classify it sounds so different. You know, the Tzos references some of these marmakomos, that simple shayla. Now, an aid and a hava, sheish baribis, what would you say? Always yesh b'maisa? Never yesh b'maisa? Or it depends. And I'll tell you the following, that if this is a milva bishtar, so therefore, yesh b'maisa, and the guy's going to be posleidus, and get malchus, and if it's ain b'maisa, then no malchus, and maybe he's even kosheleidus. And as he pointed out, maybe one could possibly distinguish. Maybe in terms of malchus, maybe asi is necessary. You know, if I were to ask you, how do you know that alav sheyesha maisa lo kanav and alav sheyesha maisa ein lo kanav? Where does that come from? I don't think that's true. Oh, when you look at the sugya malchus, daf yud gimel beis, the Gemara has two different possibilities. The Gemara begins by quoting, the parsha satochacha. Imlo sish morlasos, vehifla shemes makoscha, dram chavches. Well, and the Gemara gets into a little trouble. Now, the Gemara says, if that's true, maybe even an essay. No, sishmor is allowed. What about lavanita klasay? Where do you see from that pasuk that lavanita klasay is in lokan love? That's lasos. Ooh, so you know what the Gemara answers? Another makor. And that's what we're familiar with, no? Dumya delav dechasima. Ooh, so the Gemara says, Imlo sishmar lasos. And the Gemara says, that's good. Oh, so no. But how do you know that prat? That you're not loke and alav nitek lesay? Ooh, the Gemara says, you're right, because that's not dumya delav dechasima. I'll tell you, Paul Shushat in Gemara. It sounds like when you leave that sugya malchus stuff, you give him a base that forget about the first makar. The makar is Dumidan the Chasima. So stunning. You look in Rashi, Sanhedrin daf yud. Rashi writes that lav she'ein b'maisa in lo kan lav because im lo sishmar lasas. Well, you know who's bothered by this? The Yad Ramah, Sanhedrin daf yud. Why is Rashi quoting this? Isn't it Demi Delav De Chasima? Why is Rashi quoting that? Maybe Pashup Shat and Rashi Shita. This is what Rav Zsolti writes in Mishnah Siavetz in Siman Ein Ches. That when the Gemara says, does it really mean to reject like everything up until now? Does it really mean to reject it? No. The Gemara was bothered. So how do you account for lav hanitek lasei? The Gemara says, yeah, there must be something more, but not necessarily a rejection of. Maybe they're two dinim. And lav shem b'maisein lo kin alav. Maybe two dinim. Because if I were to ask you, what exactly is the koveya? Is it kumbe severs v'sheva altasa, asiya? Or is it the essence, the nature of isa? You know, maybe one could argue, okay, there's a little bit of a jump, but maybe it should depend on the makaros. If the source is im lo sishmor lasos, doesn't that sound like that malchus is only b'makom asiya? Kum v'aseya z'vaz v'sheva altasa. If you're talking about dumi delav dechasima, maybe it means something else entirely different. How do you know it means? Maybe it means the nature. The nature. We pointed out even chasima has two different aspects to it. Chasima sometimes is adenaisa, but chasim v'kol also is loke. Maybe it means the nature of. And maybe this diyun could begin with simply what is the source? What is the source of? And maybe one could argue the chiddush that if lasos is needed for malchus, because you have multiple makaros, maybe when it comes to psuleidos, not necessarily, and maybe psuleidos can be squarely dependent, as the Darkei Moshe writes, on the nature of the love, but not necessarily on the kumvese of the averis, love of asiyah. I'll just leave you with two points, and I will speak about it in the next days. But the Magid Mishnah writes, Yud Bein, Yud Perik Yud Gimel, Hof Hastiris, this is the Shita Saramba. Any time that a love can be violated, Al Yidei Maisa, it's always called a love Sheyesh Maisa. And what about this Rambam Alef Gimel of Dari Rabbi Matzah? Where the Rambam is more than Mefurish, that you're Kona Chametz HaPesach, and you cause Chimutz, you get Malkus, and you sit back with Sheva Tas, there's no Malkus. Isn't it Mefurish in the Rambam? That it depends on the Beiros Nagavra? It doesn't depend on the nature of the law? And this Sefer Achinuch, Reish Mem Aleph, hear me once? No? And Shin Mem Dalet, okay, I want to make sure you kind of, this is this Klal Gadol. What does the Sefer HaChinuch write about Bayram Bay Matzeh? Mitzvah Yud Aleph? If you didn't see it, you wouldn't, Sefer HaChinuch writes like the Rambam. Sefer HaChinuch writes like the Rambam. You're Kona Chametz HaPesach, you bake Chalam Pesach, Malkus Daraisa, otherwise not because it's a Lav Sheh, Ein Bo Maisa. Somehow we have to, but out of time. So how are you going to sleep tonight? Well, that's the shah. No? You have work to do. No? You have to try to be miyashi this Magid Mishnah, be miyashi the Sefer HaChinuch. Now what exactly is the Shita Saramba? When do we assume? Is it really like all or nothing? All or nothing? Right? Or, right? Can one somehow argue that it might depend. Some cases, yes, very reasonably. We'll look at the nature of the law. Other cases, to look at the Averis HaGavra, right, to make this determination. Yeah, but take a look. The Ksos, Simon, and Beis, right, the various places in Sefer HaChinuch, that Magid Mishnah, Perek Yud Gimel of Hochaskirus. What exactly is the Hagdara of Yesh B'Maisa or Ein B'Maisa? What are the Makoros? The status of a lav d'kovid ma'isa, machlokas tosus n'rambam, maybe all this weaves together, right? In terms of when it is that one gets malchus, when is it that one is kosher, pasul eidus, and is it samuchah that these two halachos, the malchus bepoel and the psul eidus, are necessarily habotam.